Recording in progress.
And so there's a, what's the word I want to say? There's a disconnect between what we say and what we do. And so it's like the text when he says, people praise me with their mouth, but their hearts are still far away from me.
Yes.
It's no different from a cellular device. When you're on the phone and there's some disconnect, you have the other person on the line, but you can't quite hear them. Because the voice is not as clear as it should be. And so here's what happens is, that's us when we're in the connection with God. It's almost like there's a disconnect with your relationship with Him. So in other words, let me say it this way. You could be praying about something, but your lines are blurred. I don't know. I'm going to put this way. Okay, let me say it this way. Let me give you an example. Okay, so a couple of days ago, let me take your seats. You're good. Let me give you an example. A couple of days ago, I got up very, very early. This particular one, this is about 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And so things was kind of moving so quickly, but I had to get to the job at a particular time. No specific time, but I knew I wanted to get there early because I knew the events that was taking place. And so I understood my day was going to be hectic. So I started my day, as I typically do, is give before the Lord. Because you don't want anything to just get in your spirit before you get into the presence. At least you would try to. And so there's times where I feel as though I get a breakthrough, but there's times where I feel like I just didn't get in. Okay, let me just be transparent. Because each time we pray, we automatically think that God's hearing. Let me slow it down for a moment. Because oftentimes when we get on our knees, it's a form of humility. And when we open our mouth, we assume God is hearing us. But here's an indication when God hears you. Your spirit, it's not your mind. It's not what you're thinking, but it's your spirit giving you confirmation that the prayers have been heard. Okay, let me go another way here. Okay, and so what we do sometimes is that we pray 2 or 3 minutes and then we have off the floor. And so you say, well, okay, well, Pastor, how long should we pray? It's not so much how long should you pray. It's how effective you are.
Come on, Pastor.
And so this particular morning, I didn't feel I connected the way I should. You got to be transparent because oftentimes people feel like when you start to pray, God's hearing you and I got my breakthrough. No, you will know when you get your breakthrough because the Holy Spirit will bear witness with your breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
It won't leave you unsaid. Did God hear you? And so further along, fast forward, I get to work and it's so early that the lights wouldn't even cut on because we have a certain time frame when the lights cut on. And so I get into my office and I just was letting my wife know. I said, okay, I'm here. Okay, let me just get some things started. But before I got started, no one was in the office. And we just began to pray. Man, let me tell you something. I knew something was happening. Because as we started to pray, it almost felt like ours was going straight to heaven. If you watch any kind of movie, like Braveheart or some sort, it's like something's penetrating. And exactly where you wanted to go. God, oh man, I'm going to get into it. And so when it's not what I was saying, it's how it was coming. In other words, it was intentional. In other words, okay, so as we were praying, everything that it seemed like was coming out of my spirit was going exactly where it needed to go. It was bear witness that we were on where we needed to be at that moment. If you don't have any consolation, if your prayers are getting answered, you would know because something would take place to bear witness with your spirit that is all there. We think that we should be on our knees for 15 times in a day. No, it's a matter of how you posture your spirit. And so oftentimes when we do go before God, we're so distracted with the works, the cares of the Lord. We got so much stuff going on, and we take it to God, but we really not releasing it properly. It's almost like we go, it's okay to go with him with baggage, but don't leave with it. In other words, you ain't really leaving with the peace that passes upon understanding. Let me just go. In other words, you're praying, but it's not, it's returning void of you. Jesus said, what he said, in Isaiah, he said, when my word go forth out of my mouth, what did he say after that? It shall not return void unto me. In other words, you gotta understand that when you speak a word, it shall not return void unto you. Watch this, says, but it shall accomplish that which you have said it out to do. In other words, if it comes from your mouth, it needs to come from here, not from me. Because there's a reinforcement in your spirit. And whatever you say, you have to understand, it ain't coming from here, it's coming from here. Something is behind you, pushing what you need. In other words, if I push a locked door with my hands, it ain't gonna open.
Wow.
Then I need some reinforcement. To break down my, that is a form of your break. Yeah, you need a breakthrough. And so what happens is when we find some barriers in our lives, that means there are some areas that just got distracted. In other words, let me give it this one. There's a barrier in the language. Lord, I put this right here. There's a barrier. And the language, it's no different when the towers of Babel, they was all together and God confounded their language so they couldn't understand one another. So God said, I'm going to put a spirit of confusion. And so that's why some of us are not getting our breakthrough because there's a spirit of confusion in the midst of what God is trying to do. The reason why they was confused is because they came up with their own theology on how it was going to be. If you won't build something, you've got to make sure that it's God's idea and not yours. We cannot go to God with our intelligence. For what you smart? He doesn't need your education and your prayer time. It's humility. In other words, he needs your heart of hearts. He don't need your degree in this guy. Your degree ain't gonna get you this breakthrough. You need something on the inside of you that's gonna be able to tell you exactly where you're trying to go. And so what we do, we put all the pressure on God to understand. In other words, you know how some people do, but I'm just gonna wait for God to open up the sky and then I'm gonna get that blessing. No, God said, no, when you open your mouth, you should not return to what it is. In other words, that scripture is on God, but it's on you.
Yes, Lord.
We live it in our power because we know who God is, but God said, do you know who you are?
Mm.
So when my word go forth out of my mouth, it shall not return void unto me, but it shall accomplish the thing that what I sent it out to do. In other words, I'm intentional about where I'm going with this. It's not just going to blow smoke because it sounds good for people. Now, you can tell when some people are intentional about their prayer life, because when they get before people, and if it just ain't nothing happening, because nothing happening because you ain't doing something behind the scenes.
Yes, sir.
That's why nothing. Any boxer can tell you before they go into the ring, the amount of pressure, the preparation that must take place. And I was watching Rock some years ago, and that's one of my favorite movies, Rocky IV in particular. I mean, it was a scenario when he was in a, as a matter of fact, it was Apollo Creed. He was in his pool and he saw Ivan Drago, the Russian boxer. And he thought in his mind, oh, I can take this guy. You know, and your mind, sometimes your mind can tell you something you really can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I can take this. I think I can take him. But man, you got to look like you retired. He wasn't nice. And so he called Sylvester Stallone, who played Rocky in the movie. He says, man, I think I can do this. And Rocky's like, man, no, man. Come on, we better wait for this thing too long. You haven't been practicing.
Come on.
Because you perfected certain things. If you ain't practicing them,
yes.
Good enough.
Yes, sir.
So going forward, he just thought he could get in the ring. There was no preparation in Apollo Creed. No kind of preparation at all. And so he get in the ring, and we know it didn't last too long because they killed him.
Yeah.
But everybody trying to talk him out before he got in that ring. Says, I don't think this is a good idea, even his own wife. And she teared. She's like, I'm hoping you don't get in that ring. And so fast forward, his life ended because he didn't prepare properly.
Mm-hmm.
So now the ball is in Rocky's court. You just took my friend. And the statement the man made will cause him, he says, if he died, then he died.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shucks. So Sylvester Stallone, he was like, okay, now I got to prepare. Did you notice he didn't just get in the ring? He prepared. Not only he prepared, he went all the way to Russia to prepare.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I hate you.
Come on, Pastor.
Somebody's got to go to distance
yes,
if you want to prepare for the next level.
Yes, sir.
You can't get comfortable where you are and talk about you prepare. What I'm trying to say to you is that you're going to have to come out of your comfort zone in order to prepare to go to the next level.
Mm.
You're not going to stay where you are. You think you're going to go to this next level.
Mm.
You're not going to twiddle your thumbs on this. Because based on what God wants to do for you, oh, man, it's almost like he's projecting, like a business term, they project what they're going to make in 5 years down the line. I already know what I want to do with you 10 years from that. But what I need from you is I need you to go to distance. I want you to be uncomfortable in your next preparation. So he went to Russia. My man was rolling.
Yes, sir.
He didn't use the technology that I can ride with you. So sometimes your preparation, it will be a little different from mine based on your sign.
Mm.
I can't mimic what you're doing and expect to get the results that I'm getting because that's your sign. So what I'm going to have to do is that I'm going to have to dig deep, search in my heart. God, what do you want me to do with this? Don't think he's going to leave you like that. He will reveal to you exactly the kind of preparation you need. It may take you getting away from some friendships that you love. It may take you stop hanging out as much as you used to. It may take you stop shopping as when you like to shop. So in other words, the thing you love to do the most is going to be the very thing he's going to tell you to stop doing. And it's not because he's being unjust. He's just saying, do you love me more than what you got? You know, I ain't even open up nothing here yet. This is when you know. This is what you see here is I'm prepared for what I'm doing now. Everything you see come out, it was all preparation. But was it 2 weeks? No, I didn't get up here last night and start preparing. No, man, this is 20 years down the line.
Damn.
This is from experience.
Mm.
This is from the pushing and the toiling. This is from the rejection and the pain. This is from being ostracized and rejected. Oh, man, see, and when you feel the way you feel, you have no choice but to look for God in the girlfriend.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Preparation don't come on. If I'm not mistaken, if my memory serves me correctly, it appears that Sylvester Stallone, who played Rocky in Rocky IV, has been trained at least 3, 4, 5, 6 months. I know it don't look like it happened because it seems like the movie was 3 hours. Hold on, let me say the movie was 3 hours, but the preparation was 9 months.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, I mean, see. You sat down, we sat and enjoyed a 3 hour film.
Yes, sir.
Well, we don't know the kind of labor that man had to give to. Because prior to him going to Russia, his own wife told him, you can't win. Man, you know that hurts right there.
Yeah.
The person you love the most telling you you can't overcome. That broke him. She was standing on top of the staircase on the landing. Like I remember this, like you just did.
Yes, sir.
He was at the bottom of the landing. The lights was dim, and he looked at her, and she looked at him, And she said, you can't win. He walks out the house. He got in his little Corvette. He began to drive. And memories from the last ride started to flash. Y'all remember Mickey?
Yes.
He wasn't living during the time. He told Rocky, and I ain't going to cuss. But he said, man, he said, you can do this. Kill us. That's all he needed. Sometimes the person you love the most will not encourage you. Let me tell you something. It'll be the one who may not even be around physically to encourage you. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. So one thing about Jesus, sometimes the disciples had to go back and remember the things he said when he was on earth. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, what did he tell them in Matthew chapter 28? He said, do what I command, observe all things and the things that I command you to do.
Yes.
In other words, he's letting them know, I will be with you all. Jesus, man, but I'm going to leave you something so when you do need it, you can pull it out. I know they're getting blessed. I can feel when people pull. They pull. And see, here's the thing. He began to process the fact that he's got come against this 7-foot Russian guy that looked like he don't take no shots. Can you imagine? I'm looking at what I got to defeat. Why did you not beat this man from the experience he did in Rocky through? For that reason, he had to get the Rocky IV to prepare again.
Yes, sir.
Because the giant was on the next level. Mm. You're not going to be able to defeat the giant on this level until you prepare for the next.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, everybody want an overnight success. They want it. They can smell it. But God is saying, what are you willing to do to get through this threshing wall? You're not going to be able to push this door on your own. You can do it, Joshua. But what I need from you is to march around this 7 days.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Which means it takes some sort of energy and exercise. But not only I need your energy, I need you to march the people, get the people ready, because when they go on the 7 days, these walls got to fall.
Man.
Oh, man, oh, Lord. Am I in this world or what?
No, sir.
So here's what happens is sometimes we want to go to the next level. Your level and my level are so different. Your level is, I want a relationship. Your next level is, I want a promotion on the job. Gosh, man, I want children. Mm-hmm. I want to be rubbed up against somebody. I mean, those are what you call levels. Now, what I call levels is when you can revolutionize your community. When you can change atmosphere, stratosphere. When you can go to a room and everything shifts just because you showed up. That's what I call next levels. I mean, monetary things are fine, but I want something seeking first the kingdom and all of this righteousness.
Yes, sir.
And so, for the kingdom, there's certain things that are required of you.
Yes.
You got to give up some.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got to give up not just some. Sometimes you got to give up all of it.
Thank you.
You're not going to get certain breakthroughs until you're ready to die. I mean, die soon. From your whole theology, it's killing you. Your whole mindset is destroyed. Oh, wait a moment. He said, let this mind be in you. That's also in Christ Jesus. So if I'm going to go to the next level, I got to take on the mind of Christ. And I got to be willing to die to myself. Jesus could not get to heaven with the same mindset. No, yeah. He's Jesus. Get that. He's a son of God. We all get that. But he had to die in order for him to live again. All that mercy. Now, I didn't say you got to die physically there, but I mean you got to die some things in your life that you are so accustomed to that it's becoming breaches to your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So those animals, that was referring to. It's coming out. It was almost like I can hear a sound. hitting the specific targets, going this way, and going that way. In other words, based on what we were saying and coming to agreement, it wasn't just one specific hit. Do you notice where Rocky Fordham at? Back in the United States, it was in Russia. Yes. The victory was in Russia, even though I'm in the United States. Oh, God almighty, I feel like I'm... And in other words, okay, he did a small preparation in the States, but he took the full process over to Russia. What I'm trying to tell somebody right now is that you're going to have to cross over the threshold to get over to the spaces and the places God wants you to be. There's some people right now God is putting in a position for you to shake their hands. But in order for you to do that, you got to do something about that. You can't just come walking over to me and shaking my hand and think you're going to get this blessing. What did you do to deserve touching me right about now? So I know they're going to think, oh, you pastor, you're talking a little different. No, what it tells you is that you got to realize where you are in a company of blessings. One thing people don't realize is that you have staff and you can discern very well. You can pick up on people very, very well. So much so that when you say certain things, you almost feel like you're judging people. But what it is that God says you're judging correct. Yes. It's okay to judge, but you got to do it correct. If I'm judging you, then I got to make sure that I'm doing it with the discernment and the judgment of God. But if I'm judging you just because I don't like you, that's a fact. Some of you, the discernment is so strong. When you say certain things, all the people listening and say, stop judging.
Yes.
No, but what they don't know is that God is showing you something about the person. Yes. You've got a real strong spirit of discernment. Just because you see it, don't mean you have to say it.
Amen. Amen.
Some things you want to keep in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go a little deeper?
Yes.
Some things you want to keep in the freezer because it's mandatory you keep this on reserve. You can't tell everybody what you said, even if you want to say it. So you never have to ask God, shut my mouth when it's necessary and open it when it's necessary. So now you can depend on how the Spirit of the Lord is moving at that particular time.
Yes, Lord.
Because it may be out of season when you get ready to say it. Oh, shucks. That idea comes from a mindset of preparation. When you spend time with God long enough, the Holy Spirit will teach you how to behave yourself, even though he gave you the gift. I know I'm getting in y'all. Let me get in here. Now, I got to slow here. Let's go to Isaiah 55 and 11. I was going somewhere else, and I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I'm with the Spirit of the Lord. Man, there's liberty being with the Lord. There's total freedom. There's no such thing as being in bondage when you walk with your dad. If you walk with him properly, you cannot fail. Let me tell somebody right now. I don't care what you're going after. If you're focusing on him when you're going, you won't fail. You will not. Him, you will not fail. You can't fail, Ryan. You can win. Isaiah 55 and 11. I know about heart, but I'm not going to show up. I'm on the reef. Because that was preparation. Pastor, you're being a little bit, I'm being who I'm supposed to be.
Get
in your body, man. Man, I'm pulling all the tricks out. 55, 10, 11. Let's read this here. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth bud. Make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now we get hit. So shall my word. See, God gave us a spiritual example of spiritual truth. Verse 11. So shall my word be that go forth out from my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Look at that word me. You notice it's capitalized. I'm going to mess with your theology for a moment. Because oftentimes, we tend to separate ourselves from God in certain instances. This is the time that you need to find yourself almost as evil. Because in other words, he's living on the inside of you. And you speak that word. You become the lowercase b to the capital case b. Oh, Lord, have mercy. When my word goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me. In other words, he's speaking confidence. That right there is assurance within himself. In other words, God says, when I say I'm not going to back down from you, I say, what the circumstances look like? Because I said it. It's almost like you looking yourself in the mirror. That's me. Oh, yeah. It shall not return to me. Oh, I like this right here. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see a third party? You see me. Man, y'all better get this out of here. I'm asking you. Look. Some of you are like, wait, hold on, guys. You got me all my. Look, watch this. When you go into a mirror and you put on your makeup, you put up your extensions, y'all know your wigs, and you cut your hair, you line up your beard. What do you see? I'm gonna slow it down for some of you. You see me. No. No, you see you, but you see me. Jesus, man. He said, you will not shall not return void, but it shall accomplish what I please. Some of you got the audacity to have said some things in your sinful past. Some of I say what I please. You know you said it. And so now you get over to the Spirit of God and you start to God back up on what you said. You used to mean what you said. Why are you backing away from what you're saying now? Take the same tenacity that you get in the world and bring it to your present time. Because it's meant for the future. What you say now is for the future. Now, God can go ahead and show you some things instantaneously by what you say to show you. See, he told me it's working. But there are certain things that you must say now. Sister, hear what I'm saying to
God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There are certain things you must say now in today's day for the word for later. Okay, let me even give you a little bit more, just in case you get a little fearful on things that you don't feel like you should say. If you prolong what you're supposed to say, you prolong it even ever. You look at where you currently are. You know where you want to be. There's some things and places you want to go that you haven't even told everybody. Now, there's some people you told and they just look at you and shun you off. Yeah, I like that. I like when people underestimate me. My mother-in-law gives a kick out of this. I wish you listening. When people underestimate.
Yes, me. Yes, sir. Mm. Yes, sir.
Mm. Oh, there's a long time. I'm trying to get something somewhere. I like when people underestimate me. Because when the word goes forth out of my mouth, it shall not return void unto me.
Oh,
yes. Man, I tell you, boy, I know our Zoom audience get blessed. I know about, and so those who are going to listen,